At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third-row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, November 16th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the most heavily bet game in Maction tonight, a 7 p.m. showdown between Miami, Ohio and Northern Illinois. This game will be played on CBS Sports Network if you're looking to sweat this thing on TV. And currently, Northern Illinois is listed as a very short 1.5-point home favorite with a total of 45. Now, going into this matchup, both teams have losing records, trying to get closer to 500. Miami, Ohio is 4-6. They've really struggled here as of late. Started off decent, but they've lost three of their last four. However, they can still smell a bowl game. If they can get to six wins and win out their last couple games, they could go dancing. They just lost to Ohio 37-21 their last time out. Meanwhile, NIU, 3-7 on the year. They really can't even get a bowl game here, even if they were to win out. So motivation does seem to be on the Miami, Ohio side here. However, NIU did just beat Western Michigan 24-21 in their last game. Now, what we've noticed in this one is a pretty sharp line move here toward Miami, Ohio. This game actually opened Northern Illinois listed as a 2.5-point home favorite. We immediately saw that 2.5 get down to 2, then that 2 get down to 1.5, and some shops are even hinting at a possible move all the way down to 1. So really clear movement toward Miami, Ohio on this side, going from plus 2.5 to plus 1.5. And that's notable because actually the public is on Northern Illinois here. Despite having a slightly worse record, they see Northern Illinois coming off a win at home against Miami, Ohio, who's lost 3 of 4. They say, hey, that's a pretty low number there, below a field goal. Boom, lay it with Northern Illinois. However, despite 58% of bets on Northern Illinois, again, we've seen this line move toward Miami, Ohio, telling us some respected money going on Miami, Ohio, plus the points. Miami, Ohio has a great bet discrepancy here using our VSiN.com bet splits. At DraftKings, Miami, Ohio is only getting 42% of bets, but 82% of the money. That is a massive plus 40% smart money discrepancy. And that's really how you can use our DraftKings percentages to your advantage. Look for a low bets, higher dollar situation. Will it win every time? Of course not. But it tells you quickly, hey, where's the smart money? When you have a big, larger share of dollars compared to bets, or low bets, higher dollars, again, tells you the bigger wagers are in your favor. The missing ingredient there, though, is not just low bets, higher dollars, but you got to have the line move as well. The market's got to be moving toward that team getting low bets, higher dollars. And that is what is happening here with Miami, Ohio. Plus 2.5 down to plus 1.5. Again, only getting 42% of bets, but 82% of money. We have seen Maction dogs do very well this year. They're 26-12 against the spread, 68%. And short road dogs plus 4 or less, kind of a grinder system. You're not going to set the world on fire here, but it's a big system, generates a ton of samples, a sample size each year. Short road dogs plus 4 or less, they're 54% against the spread, over the last decade or so. And really the angle there is, hey, if you're only getting four or more on the road, typically you get 3 points home field. That means on a neutral site, it's pretty much an even game here. So we've definitely seen movement toward Miami, Ohio. Also, some movement here toward the under. It opened at around 47, 48. It's all the way down to 45 and a half, 45. So you've seen this line fall quite a bit here. And I can tell you, we just had our first snow in Boston overnight. I woke up today to let my dog out, and there's snow on the ground. So that was a surprise to me. But I don't know if there's going to be snow in Northern Illinois, but weather could be a factor here. It's going to be very cold in the low 30s, and you are going to get around 10-mile-per-hour winds in this game. So anytime the wind blows 10 miles per hour or more, you see the under cash around 54, 55%. And the under in this game, aside from the line move, again, big line move, 47, 48, all the way down to 45. Now, you may be able to shop around and find a hook with a 45.5 if you like the under. But this one is only getting 30% bets, but 87% of the money. So it tells us a lot of respective money is going under here, causing this line to drop, which is maybe why we're seeing a lower total in this one. But definitely some under money and definitely some movement here toward Miami, Ohio, in your biggest, most heavily bet game of the night. 7 o'clock, Maction on CBS Sports Network.
Best of the rest.
For best of the rest, we're going to go to an early game in Maction. Eastern Michigan, who I like to call EMU, against Kent State here. This is a 6 p.m. game. It'll be on ESPN2. Also, thank you to the schedule makers here. We have a 6 o'clock Maction game, a 7 o'clock game, and then an 8 o'clock game, WMU and CMU. So thank you for staggering our sweats here, making it a little bit easier on Sports Betting Nation out here. But anyway, Eastern Michigan, Kent State, 6 o'clock, ESPN2. Kent State is currently listed as a 7.5-point home favorite with a total of 60. Now, we've seen in this one, take a step back going into it, Eastern Michigan, winning record, 6-4. They're 4-2 their last six. They just beat Akron, 34-28. Meanwhile, Kent State is just 4-6. They've won two of their last three, though, and they did beat Bowling Green 40-6, really rolled over Bowling Green their last time out. So right off the bat, this line opened Kent State -7, and I think just from that opening number, that kind of speaks volumes. Like, why is Kent State such a big favorite at home? Why are they laying 7 if they're just 4-6 and they're playing a 6-4 team who's 4-2 their last six? So basically what I'm getting at is this line seems a little bit high, doesn't it? It seems like Kent State is favored by quite a bit. You know, why is a 4-6 team favored over a 6-4 team? Shouldn't it be either a tighter number or, you know, quote unquote, wrong team is favored, as the public likes to say? But no, this looks like pretty sharp move here on Kent State. They opened -7. They're up to -7.5. So this line is moving in favor of Kent State. And that's notable because the public is saying, again, wrong team is favored. About 55% of bets, close to 60%, are on Eastern Michigan, yet the line's going to Kent State. So this kind of looks like a fishy, why is this team favored by so much? And yet it opens 7 and it's gone even higher to 7.5. So it does look like some contrarian reverse line movement on Kent State here. Again, just a fishy number. Why is a team that has a losing record favored over a team with a winning record? And why is the line moving further toward that team with a losing record? So it looks like Kent State taking in some action here. And then just like that Miami, Ohio, Northern Illinois game we just mentioned, weather's a factor here, and it looks like a kind of a sharp under. Eastern Michigan, Kent State, the total open at 61. You're now down to 60. Some shops even hinting at a possible dip here to 59.5. And it's going to be windy, as I mentioned, 10 miles per hour. Really cold here in the low 30s. Kent State is 7-3 to the under on the season. They're 6-1 to the under their last 7. And EMU is 4-2 to the under their last 6. So pretty good drop here. And again, I'd be leaning under in this one, as well as a kind of a fishy move toward Kent State. Why is that line so high? Well, it might be high for a reason here. But movement toward Kent State, movement toward the under in Eastern Michigan and Kent State. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to go back to the most heavily bet game of the night for Maction, Miami, Ohio, and Northern Illinois. Give me Miami, Ohio. I'll take Miami, Ohio +1.5 in this one. So Miami, Ohio is checking off quite a few boxes for me. Number one, it's got to be right off the bat, this really sharp reverse line move. And again, reverse line movement is when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. When the line, it looks fishy, doesn't make sense, looks too good to be true, which typically it is. But also, it's really just basically when a line moves away from the popular side toward the unpopular side. So that's what's happening here. Northern Illinois is the popular side, getting almost 60% of bets. Yet Northern Illinois opened laying 2.5. Now they're down to 1.5. Even some shops inching down to 1. So why is this line going to Miami, Ohio, when Northern Illinois is at home and getting a slight majority of bets? Tells me respected money going Miami, Ohio. Only 42% bets, but 82% of the money. That is a big, big, big plus 40% smart money discrepancy. Really telling you that those bigger, sharper wagers are taking the points here, not laying them. I did mention in Maction, it's really been great for dogs. Again, dogs are covering at a 68% clip in Maction, 26 and 12 against the spread. Also, the system I mentioned earlier, but that short road dog system. It's very simple. Again, you're a short road dog getting 4 or less. It's been great here, 54% over a long period of time, with about a return on investment of around 5% over the last decade here. So it's been a pretty tried and true year in and year out short road dog system match. It is a contrast in styles in this game. I didn't mention this earlier, but Miami, Ohio is really going to bank on their defense. They're only giving up 23 points a game versus 32 for Northern Illinois. Now, Northern Illinois is the better offense, though. They're scoring 30 a game. Miami, Ohio is only scoring 20. So again, Miami, Ohio has the defense. Northern Illinois has the offense. But with this total dropping, again, 48 down to 40, what did we say, 45? Might find a 45.5 there. That's good correlative betting. When a line moves toward a dog, simultaneously a total falls because they're expecting fewer points, so therefore harder for the favorite to cover the number. So some correlative betting there in favor of Miami, Ohio. Then also, very small nugget here, but a one-day rest advantage. Miami, Ohio last played on the 8th of November, whereas you look at Northern Illinois, they played on the 9th. But really, to me, it's this contrarian reverse line move, public leaning Northern Illinois, yet this line continues to fall toward Miami, Ohio. Give me Miami, Ohio, plus 1.5. Now for another Josh's Sweat, let's go to the NBA. Give me the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Washington Wizards over 226. This one has really jumped out to me in terms of kind of an opening move. As soon as it dropped, it ticked up a little bit. This OKC-Washington total opened 225.5. Now you're up to 226. Really good bet split here. Only 60% of bets are on the over, so very slight public play. But it's actually taking into account almost 80% of the money. So it looks like the larger wagers here, despite slight public, looks kind of pro and Joe. And again, it's a misconception that pros and Joes, the sharps, your professional bettors and your recreational bettors, are always on opposite sides. No, that's sometimes the case where they're on the same side, probably for different reasons. But the wise guys, they don't even really look at percentages. They don't need to. They trust their own numbers. They don't care what the public's doing. So it tells me some respected money hitting this over. A couple reasons to like this over. Number one, Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the fastest-paced teams and really kind of an exciting young team here. Sam Presti with all his young picks, even though Chet Holmgren is out for the year. But they have the number three fastest pace in the NBA. If I'm going to bet an over, I want a fast-paced team, more possessions, more opportunities to score. Good system match on this over. Non-conference overs, two teams from two different conferences. Lack of familiarity benefits the offense. Defense doesn't know how to match up. Non-conference overs are 39 and 27 this year, 59%. Also, Oklahoma City Thunder, they're a pretty exciting over team. They're 9 and 5 to the over. And you also look at, just some of these box scores recently. 126-122, 145-135, 132-113, 132-136. I mean, this is a team that is scoring a lot, giving up a lot. So hopefully this continues here going into today. Also, you look at both teams rested. Oklahoma City Thunder last played on the 14th, whereas you look at Washington last played on the 13th. So hopefully you have some good rested legs ready to go here. But this is a team that is fast-paced with OKC. We have a system match over. We have a little bit of a tick up with the total. Good low bets, higher dollars, rested, ready to go. Give me the OKC Thunder, Washington Wizards, over 226. And then my last play of the night, I'm going to go kind of off the beaten path. It's a college basketball game, but it's a late game that I don't really see kind of interest in, except from the sharps. The sharps seem to be interested. Give me Fresno State college basketball tonight on the money line, around minus 120. So first thing I noticed here, it was a line move toward Fresno State. This game opened pretty much at a pick'em. You've seen this line now creep up to minus 1.5, even minus 2 toward Fresno State. So I jumped on Fresno minus 120, just right off the bat, the line's going in their favor. Now this line move is coinciding with a KenPom edge. Ken Palm's projections, he has Fresno State winning by 2 points. So again, the line opened low. It's moving toward the Ken Palm projection. So the market's kind of in sync here with Ken Palm, who is the most trusted analytics source in the college basketball. But it's also kind of a fishy line move, fishy, you know, favor designation for Fresno, because Fresno's 1-1, San Francisco's 3-0. So why is a team that's 1-1 favored slightly over a team that's 3-0? Obviously, they have home court advantage here, but the public says wrong team is favored. Fresno's only getting 36% of bets, but 64% of the money. So this is kind of a contrarian reverse line move. Again, low bets, higher dollars, big bet discrepancy, telling me the sharper wagers are on Fresno. Fresno's rested. They last played on the 11th versus San Fran played on the 13th. Obviously, you have the home court advantage here. But also, to me, in such a low bet game, like this is game 703, 704, 10 o'clock, it's such a low ticket count. Public probably didn't wake up today saying, you know what, I got to bet San Fran and Fresno State in college hoops. There's obviously more action tonight, and this isn't a very heavily bet game. But this is important to me because low bet games with line moves tells me that maybe the public isn't onto this game, but sharps are. They had their projections ready to go. And when they saw Fresno open as such a short dog here, or short favorite, they hit him, said, hey, let's get this number before it moves up a little bit more. So that's what we've seen, around a pick 'em up to -1.5 Fresno. Some shops, again, even inching up to 2. So I'm going Fresno State here. Fishy, low bet game with a line move, good bet discrepancy. KenPom has them winning by 2. That's good enough for me. But again, in these spots, I don't lay the 1.5. I know a lot of people do. Again, you want to save the juice. But with the odds makers telling you it's such a close game, this could be a 1-point win, 2-point win. I want Fresno State on the money line. Shop around. I got Fresno at -120. There you have it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, November 16th. But a reminder, we have so much more to offer at VSiN. If you're looking for an updated breakdown, kind of like this, from a contrarian data-driven perspective, then tune into the Market Insights podcast. It's the second pod I do. It's an even bigger podcast. It's about 35 minutes. We get really in-depth here, and I'll give you the updated numbers. It comes out typically around 3 p.m. Eastern time, so stay tuned for that. And then, of course, follow us on Twitter, at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your sweats on a big Wednesday here. We got a lot of action. We got NHL. We got college basketball. We have NBA, so it's a good time to be betting on sports. And again, go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. Enjoy your sweats. Enjoy your Wednesday. Good luck. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. And as a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone. Enjoy your Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got
to
change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.